for any of you guys who haven't seen what this church looks like, this is just fascinating to me. Look at this. Oh my goodness. Look at this. Unbelievable. Now, where is this? Houston?
Houston, Texas. Yeah, that's where the Rockets used to play basketball. The Ford McCompact Center.
Wow, can you believe what you've become? This is just fantastic. I love it so much. And it's so entertaining. I mean, how many people is this now? 43,000 people.
Well, that's the combined services. I think it holds about 16,000 or 17,000.
Okay, yeah. It's just how you can control that crowd is just amazing. It's really fascinating to watch, and it's inspiring. But what is really good trivia about this is this is where you had your first date with your wife in this building.
It really is. I had season tickets there for many years watching the Rockets. I grew up a sports fan. And so I asked Victoria, my wife now, on our first date to go to a Rockets basketball game, and that's where we went.
Yeah, and how did the first date go?
It didn't turn out too great.
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't what I was expecting. I'd given my season tickets away, so I didn't have my fourth row seats. I had good seats back then, so I had to buy some tickets from scalpers. And that was back when it was legal, you know? And so I bought these tickets.
Of course it was legal, yeah.
That's right. I'm
whatever,
pastor,
yeah, sure, whatever, yeah. So, anyway. Back when it was legal, yeah, right.
So at halftime, they choose somebody from the stands to shoot from half court.
Yeah.
And if you make the basket, you win a car. So they happen to choose somebody from our section way up top, and he goes out there to shoot the basket. You know, nobody makes it from half court. Well, this night, the guy shoots the basket, and he swooshes it. He wins a car. Well, all of his guys, all of his friends are sitting around me. When he makes the basket, they jump up, throw their hands in the air, but they all had cups of beer.
Yeah.
And that beer went up in the air. And Jimmy, it was like slow motion. It was like I had time to pray. It's like, God, do not let that beer fall on Victoria. I said, God, I'll go to Africa and be a missionary. But, you know, I laugh because God has a sense of humor. It missed everybody else, but it hit Victoria and totally dripped down her.
And you were fine. You were clean?
I was clean.
Oh, my God. She's drenching beer.
Oh, no. I got to take her home a good preacher's kid.
Yeah. Here's your daughter back. She's drenching right. beer. Yeah. And then now she's your what?
26 and a half years.
She's beautiful.